Previously on Algoa FM.
Janet Jackson, all for you on Algo FM. We are broadcasting live in Kraaifontein on Parsonage Street if you want to see the outside broadcast van. But I'm sitting with two amazing people, Tanya Kroon, the Chair of Tourism in Kraaifontein, and Gordon Wright from the Karoo Wine Club. Exciting, exciting times. Another strip tasting, successful already at the sibling event.
Yes, it is. It's really lovely to be here. This is the first sibling, obviously.
Yes.
But the original strip tasting has always been an amazing, exciting event for Kraaifontein.
Mm. And from a tourism perspective, when we look at the impact, the benefit that it has on tourism, tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, gee, it's huge. We fill up the guest houses. But apart from that, restaurants are buzzing, the town is buzzing, people are always, they're filling up with fuel. It's such a job creator and vital to the local economy here.
Mm. And from just, I think, looking at the people, how festive it is.
There's a lack of, yes.
No, I got into Kraaifontein. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yes.
Now, I'm very happy. Can I stay here like for a week, maybe? That would be amazing.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But from the strip tasting perspective, why is it unique and different, Gordon?
Well, it's not a wine show. It's not a wine festival. It's a tourism weekend with a wine flavor.
Mm.
So the whole idea is to bring new tourists into the region, into the area, to come and see Kraaifontein and New Bethesda and the surrounds, and then have a glass of wine. It's also a good opportunity to introduce the Eastern Cape, particularly to new wine producers and to wine producers from the Western Cape. You don't have to go up to the Western Cape to go and have the best wines in the country. Come down, come up to the Karoo, We're
and
like the capital of wine country now.
Exactly, and have like a Karoo food.
Absolutely.
And the Karoo gees, like you said, you're getting the full experience when you come to strip tasting.
The gees of the fierce, as we like to call it. It starts like on it's before the weekend, it's like the week before, and you just see the buzz, feel the buzz and the vibe starts happening in the area. And you see it on social media, you see it everywhere from the strip tasters, they're legion and loyal, they come every year, they bring their mates, they have such a draw, but it just amps up and everyone's so excited, and then you say people start arriving and it's just yes, it's lekker.
And is it true that it's already booked up, like accommodation-wise, booked up and people are already booking for next year?
Yeah, as soon as people leave, they book immediately for the following year, and sometimes you just cannot get accommodation for love or money. It's incredible. But there are always cancellations, so keep trying.
Keep trying.
Keep trying. It does, and you will get a spot, no matter.
But Karoosters are innovative too. So when the hotels fill up and the guest houses and the B&Bs fill up, people start hiring their houses out, their homes.
Look at that.
Absolutely. And it's really just creating such a, it spreads so much bigger than just purely the hospitality industry. There's virtually not a business or industry in this region that isn't affected.
Let's talk about that businesses. How are local businesses involved in strip tasting?
Okay, so the local businesses, we try and keep all our suppliers and vendors local. The only guys who are not local from the area are the wine producers. Everyone else is local. So initially
that's
it sounds
fantastic.
A bit rude when we say to outside guys from other cities and that you want to come and participate. We say, no, sorry, it's only local. But then we make it as easy and accessible for our local businesses at all levels. To participate. As long as you're going to add gears to the fierce, you're going to be part of it.
Okay, and like you said, it's an experience, a tourism experience, but of course, strip tasting, there's wine involved. Let's talk about the comparison of last year to this year. Wine, the people that come in, wine sellers and your partners, has it grown quite a bit?
It has. So it's created, creating the extra weekend has allowed us to introduce and allow more wine producers to come in.
Yes.
We currently, in these two weekends, we'll have 25% of the South African wine industry in the Karoo.
Sure. That is a lot.
It's a lot.
Phenomenal.
So we've got of the top best guys. They love coming here, and we've had a waiting list as long as our arm for quite a few years now. Now it's been an opportunity to allow them to come in, and of course it creates some variety as well, a lot more variety for our strip tasters.
Okay, and lastly, how does strip tasting showcase the diverse offerings of Kraaifontein, a destination town for its riches and charm? Because like I said when I walked in, everyone's friendly, everything is just rich in culture. It's warm. Everything just goes together. It's just beautiful. How do you do that? How do you showcase all of that?
I think it's really down to the locals. Everybody just wants to get involved and be part of it. Mm. But what they're also trying to do, the locals, is show that Kroffnet is not just a one-night stopover or... Come to Kroffnet and experience it for yourself.
And New Bethesda, definitely.
Yes, we have to add that.
Yeah. And in fact, that brings me to the other point, is that we've actually, with tourism, we've created a new route called the Erasmus Kloof route that links Kroffnet with New Bethesda. Mm. You can walk it, you can cycle it, you can drive it. It's a lovely gravel road. You can do it from farmstay to farmstay and link New Bethesda with Kroffnet. Kroffnet is not a one-night stopover. Mm. There is so much going on here. And then do go to New Bethesda as well. Also not a one-night stopover.
No, definitely not. Social media, I know that... Look, when I got here, I forgot my phone. Like, this is the type of place that if you want to meditate and be peaceful and have wine, then just come here, you know? Yes. It's perfect. But obviously, we have to follow you on social media, specifically tourism, where we can find out what is happening in and around.
There's very much a strong social media presence with tourism. There's the Kroffnet Tourism Facebook and Instagram page, as well as the Kroffnet magazine, where we also showcase what's happening in and around the Kroffnet and events that are going to take place.
Okay, perfect. And then, Gordon, I have a question for you with the strip tasting. Tickets, all of that... How do they get that? Can they still get tickets, you know, for a day pass? Tell me a little bit about that before I let you go.
Yeah, so, okay, greatwineweekends.com, Algoa FM as well. Algoa FM website, you can get info there. You can book your tickets at greatwineweekends.com. There are tickets still available for next weekend. And we have introduced day tickets for the Saturday the first time. Yeah, so we're going to trial that, see how it goes. And that a lot of that is for the locals to come, because that's a work weekend
exactly.
for them. But then to give them a chance to come and try some wine as well. But, of course, tickets, you can buy them online and they are available. The introduction of the new weekend has freed up capacity for tickets.
Perfect. And like Gordon said, it's on social media as well and on Algoa FM. Go check it out on our website, algoafm.co.za, at Algoa FM. On our social media pages, you'll find all the information. Tanya Kroon, Chair of Tourism, thank you so much for joining me. Gordon Wright, and of course your lovely wife, Rose, is also part of Stoop Tasting and the Karoo Wine Club. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Algoa FM, for coming, guys. We've been so excited and thrilled to have you.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.